controversy over injecting waste underground. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Near a landfill in northern Michigan, residents have been dealing with undrinkable water for decades. Now, a new proposal at the landfill makes them even more concerned. Interlochen Public Radio's Morgan Springer reports.
In 2005, Rita McNamara's well broke and she needed a new one. McNamara says she was walking her property with a well driller when a woman from the county health department drove up.
She had a clipboard in her hand. She said, whoa, you can't just drill a regular well here. And she said, yeah, you are in a restriction zone. You're in a risk zone. And I said, well, that's the first time I've heard about it.
McNamara lives in Manton near Cadillac. This risk zone surrounds a landfill that's more than 100 acres. Decades ago, industrial waste dumped at the site contaminated drinking water. American Waste took over the landfill in recent years, and soon the company would like to inject a different contaminant underground instead of trucking it off-site. It's called leachate. It's a byproduct of landfills. American Waste declined to comment for this story. The proposal is controversial. Residents question if it's safe. Hal Fitch works for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. It's one of the agencies that will decide if American Waste can inject the leachate underground. This is one of the most recent injection well proposals the DEQ is reviewing. Fitch says it's safer to inject the leachate than truck it off-site.
They can only be injected into deep formations that are isolated from fresh water.
He says at the landfill, the proposed well would be about 2,000 feet below the fresh water people drink.
And in between that freshwater zone and the proposed injection zone are multiple layers of very low permeability rock.
Fitch says there are nearly 1,400 active injection wells in Michigan right now, and most of them are for oil and gas byproducts. He says Michigan has a long history of safe injection wells with no cases of contaminated drinking water. Christopher Grobel disagrees. He's an environmental consultant in Traverse City, and he used to work for the DEQ.
There have been numerous violations and releases, including at the Hoskins Manufacturing Deep Injection Well in Mayo, Enviro Geotechnologies Well in Romulus. So there have been problems in Michigan.
He says there might not be evidence of groundwater contamination, but there was evidence of soil impact. And he adds, injection wells have contaminated drinking water in Florida and in Texas.
I mean, let's face it. Nothing that we do as human beings is entirely risk-free. We can't ever guarantee that.
That's Hal Fitch from the DEQ again. Rita McNamara is not on board.
But why do I need to have any risk?
She's not the only one who feels that way. All local municipalities came out against the proposed injection well. The DEQ is tasked with protecting drinking water, but right now, public trust in the agency is low. Hal Fitch says the DEQ cares about public input, but ultimately, the state will follow the law.
So if that well meets all the regulations and the company, the applicant, can demonstrate that it has all the necessary safeguards, then they qualify for a permit. And that's what our decision has to be based on.
A public hearing is expected in the next few months. After that, state and federal agencies will make a decision. For the Environment Report, I'm Morgan Springer.
If you missed this show on the radio, you can always catch us on iTunes. Just search for the Environment Report. And while you're there, give us a review. We'd like to know what you think. That's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.